manera kana kamuriye Zimbabwe ino studio 7
tishitepe nyura tiri mu Washington DC lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle le yi studio 7 ekwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe
sisakaza sise Washington DC
Manira kana kava terere, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi uri musi wesvondo, Gumiguru 24/2021. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nevenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri mu Washington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri mu Washington DC City. Hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Banzi rezveutano rinoti munhu mumwe chete akafa nechirwere cheCovid-19 nezuro, vanhu vachikurudzirwawo kuti vabaiwe nhomba yeCovid-19. Misa Zimbabwe yotambira kujekeswa kwematano anotorwa nemunhu kana achida mashoko kubva kumapazi akasiyana-siyana ehurumende pasi pemutemo weIPA, asi ichitiwo pane zvimwe zvirehwarehwa zvinoda kugadziriswa. Ko, mubato reZANU-PF mapindwa naPongwe here? Tine hurukuro nevakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri webato iri vaMike Bima. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Bazi rezveutano rinoti munhu mumwe chete akafa nechirwere cheCovid-19 nezuro, zvasiya vafa nacho kubva zvachatanga kupararira gore rapera vave zviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu nemakumi matanhatu nevatatu kana kuti 4663. Vanhu makumi mana nevasere vakabatwawo nechirwere ichi nezuro wakare, zvasiya vabatwa nacho kubva zvachitanga kupararira vave zana rezviuru nemakumi matatu nemaviri zvine mazana mashanu nemakumi masere nemasere kana kuti 132,588. Vanhu vabaiwa nhomba yekutanga yeCovid-19 vave mamiriyoni matatu nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mashanu nemasere nemazana matanhatu nemakumi manomwe nemashanu kana kuti 3,258,675. Vanhu vabaiwa nhomba kaviri sezvinokurudzirwa vave mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu nemakumi maviri nemanomwe zvine mazana mapfumbamwe nemakumi matatu nechimwe kana kuti 2,527,931. Hurumende inoti ine urongwa hwekubaya vanhu mamiriyoni gumi nhomba kana kuti zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana kuti inyatsoshanda zvakanaka. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano vari munyori muusangano reZimbabwe Medical Association mudunhu reMashonaland, Dr. Enoch Maida vanotiwo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba nekuti chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kudzoka kechina zvine mutsindo kana kuti fourth wave. Huwandu hwevanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba muZimbabwe huri kuramba huchidzikira zvakanyanya, asi nyanzvi dziri kuyambira kuti izvi zvinogona kuzokonzera matambudziko mune ramangwana sezviri kuitika kunyika dzakaita seBritain, Australia nekuRussia, uko huwandu hwevari kufa nekubatwa neCovid-19 hwatanga kuwedzera zvakare. Chimwe chiri kutemesawo nyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano musoro inyaya yekuti mhando yeCovid-19 yauraya vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe yeDelta variant yavandudzika zvakare uye yava nekamhando katsva kakawanikwa kuBritain kanonzi AY4.2 kana kuti Delta Plus. Nyanzvi munyika yeBritain dzinoti dzichiri kuongorora kamhando katsva aka kuti kane ukasha wakadii. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata Dr. Maida.
Tifane kuvarairwa zvachose tichifunga kuti pari zvino patiri kuwana kuti vabatwa noutachiona hweCovid-19 uhwu vari kuita vachiderera. Vanenge vachinzi vashayikavo nokuda kweCovid-19 vari kuitawo vachiderera, pamwe vachitombotaurwa kunzi pazuva rinenge ratariswa panenge pasina ashayika nokuda kweutachiona hweCovid-19.
Zvinorevawo here asi izvi kuti denda iri rakuenda richinopera?
Hazvirevi kuti denda iri rakuenda zvachose, saka vanhu vototi aiwa denda iri rakundwa zvapera. Tinofanira kuti tirambe takachenjera tiine chenjedzo yokuziva kuti kune dzimwe nyika mafigiri ari kutokwira evari kubatwa neutachiona weCovid-19 nevari kushaika nokuda kweutachiona weCovid-19. Vamwe vari kutotarisa kuti kune dzimwe nyika dzichitariswa kunana Europe Asia uko vari kutotarira kuti vanhu nyika idzodzo dzaakupinda mune yatingataura tichiti fourth wave. Saka izvozvo iyo tofana kungovawo nokuchenjera kuti senyika tinokwanisa kupinda mufourth wave.
Mungapa muenzaniso here ipapo Dr. Maida kuti sei muri kupa chenjedzo iyoyo?
Tikatarira zvakaita gore rapera zviri kungoenderana kuda nezvakaita gore rino kuti pakanyanya kubata COVID-19 yatingati ya third wave kubva munana April, May, June, July kusvika August ndopa zvanga zvakatekeshera zvikuru patakatosvikawo ku lockdown ya level 4. Kana tichitarira zvose izvozvo zvakafanira kuti vanhu vazive kuti nyangwe tichibayiwa nhomba zvakatotariswa nokuonekwa kuti nhomba haidziviriri zvachose kuti munhu asabatwa neutachiona weCovid-19.
Vamwe vanochizobvunza ka Dr. Maida kuti zvino kana paine mukana wekuti unokwanisa kutapurirwa chirwere ichi kunyange wabayiwa nhomba, pachine chikonzero here chekuti munhu abayiwa?
Vaccination kana vaccine iyoyo inenge yapiwa munhu kuti azonzi avaccinatewa zvinobatsira kuti munhu kubatwa kwake neutachiona weCovid-19 kudzikire chose, uye kana kuri kuti abatwa neutachiona weCovid-19 kurwara nayo kana kuti anyanye kurwarisisa zvatingati macomplications aya zvinenge zvakadzikira chose, uye kutozonzi ashaika nokuda kweutachiona weCovid-19 iye akabayiwa nhomba mbiri kana yatingati full vaccination, zvinenge zviri pasi pasi, hazvitotarisirwi. Zvingaitika hazvo hapo nepapo, asi percentage yacho yakaderera zvikuru. Saka izvozvo ndosaka vanhu vakakurudzirana pasi rose kuti zviri kuonekwa izvi nemedical science kuti ndo zvinobatsira kuti utachiona weCovid-19 huve hunokundwa pasi rose. Vanhu ngavabayiwe nhomba iyi.
Dr. Enoch Maida, inyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano, vari munyori musangano reZimbabwe Medical Association mudunhu reMashonaland. Vanoda kuteerera Studio 7, tibatei na 7 PM pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, 4930, 6170 ne7270 kHz pashortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisa kugonzwa Studio 7 na 6 AM muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, 4930, 6040 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Sangano rinoona nezvekodzero dzevatori venhau reMisa Zimbabwe rinoti rinotambira kuburitswa kwematanho anotarisirwa kutorwa nevanhu kana vachida kuwana mashoko kubva kumapazi ehurumende pasi pemutemo weAccess to Information and Protection of Privacy Act kana kuti AIPA. Asi Misa Zimbabwe inoti pane zvimwe zvirehwarehwa zviri kuda kugadziriswa nekujekeswa. Gurukota rinoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko amai Monica Mutsvangwa vakaudza Studio 7 kuti hurumende yakazvipa pira kuona kuti kodzero dzevanhu munyaya dzekuburiswa kwemashoko dzaremekedzwa. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vanoona nezvemutemo uye umhizha neumetura mukufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reMisa Zimbabwe muzvare Nompilo Simanje.
Tinofara nemaregulations akaitwa neZimbabwe Media Commission ichishanda pamwe chete neMinister of Information, nekuti kubva pakaitwa Freedom of Information Act panga pasati pava nemaregulations anotaura kuti vagari vemuZimbabwe vachange vachiwana information sei.
Zvii zvanga zvichiitwa pasati panyatso jekeswa kuti munhu angawani sei iyo kodzero yekuwana mashoko?
Tanga tichimboshandisa dziri tsamba dzatanga tichinyora kuma public entity akasiyana siyana tichikumbira kana tichirequesta for information. Asi iko zvino nekuti maregulations avapo, ane fomu rinotaura kuti kana uchida information unoita sei. Pane fomu raunofila semugari wemucommunity kana semugari wemuZimbabwe rinenge richibvunza information yako neinformation yauri kuda kuziva.
Ko kana wine chinyunyutu.
Tikitarisa ma regulations iwaya arukuti pa form rekuti kana munhu usina kufara, let's say kuti munhu akumbira information asa hana kufara ne decision kana mhinduro yapiwa ne public entity kuti anogonawo zvakare kuenda ku Zimbabwe Media Commission achi apila. Tacherichidzawo zvakare kuti ma regulations aya arikupa an obligation kana kuti sungiro kuma public entities emuZimbabwe kuti kubva zvino kusvika muna March pa 6 months ma public entities emuZimbabwe anosungirwa kuti atipe information
zvinenge zvichitwa sei
kubirikidza ne initial statement inenge ichitaura ma functions avo ma departments avo kwavanowanikwa ma locations avo ma address avo uye zvine kuti ivo vane information yakaita sekuti ma records information yavanayo izvichabatsirawo kuti vagare muZimbabwe vazive kuti kana vane information yavanoda vanoenda ku entity yakati neyakati kana kuti ministry yakati neyakati
zvii zvamuri kuitawo kushambadzi kuvanhu kuti vazive nezvekodzero idzi.
Tanga tichifamba mumacommunities akasiyana siyana mumaprovinces ese emuZimbabwe tichidzidzisa kana tichizivisa vanhu uye nekuti maregulations aya ari kuti chii. Saka mukufamba umu tafamba maprovinces ano include Manicaland, Matabeleland South uye Matabeleland North and tichiri kutenderera zvakare maprovinces amwe. Pane zvimwe zvichemo kana kuti zvikumbiro zvanga zvichibva kuma citizens.
Zvipi zvavasiri kufara nazvo?
Chikumbiro ndechekuti Zimbabwe Media Commission ngaiwanikwe muma provinces nemuma districts akasiyana siyana kwete kuti kana vanhu vakuda kuapila mushure mekunge vanyimwa information vanozofanira kuenda kuHarare. Chimwe chichemo zvakare chichemo chenyaya yemafees nekuti muma regulations aya munhu anenge achida kuapila kuZimbabwe Media Commission anofanira kubhadhara 5000 RTGS. Ma community members akasiyana siyana ari kuchemawo kuti mari iyi imari yakawandisa
asi mati masuma here hurubende nezvechemo zvenyisi.
Atisati taita a formal communication asi patanga tiri kulupane tanga tina commissioner Tanaka Muganyi vanwa commissioner kuZimbabwe Media Commission avo vatazivisawo zve pamusoro pezvichemo izvo tange tichisangana nazvo asi mushure mekunge tafamba maprofits ese tichazo taura zvakare leZimbabwe Media Commission tichivapa information yakakwana iri kubva kuma provinces ese ari muZimbabwe mari nema regulations
vanoona nezvemutemo muusangano remisa Zimbabwe bwe muzvare nompilo Simanje vari parunare muHarare. Muhurukuro yatirikuita nevatungamiri nevakuru vakuru vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, nhasi tirikuita hurukuro nevakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri webato reZANU-PF vaMike Bima, avanoti bato ravo ririkugadzirira zvakasimba kuti rikunde musarudzo dza 2023. VaBima varikuramba kuti mubato ravo mapindwa napongwe, kunyange hazvo nhengo dzebato ravo dzirikurwisana dzimwe dzichisungisana nenyaya yezvigaro. Bato iri ririkutarisirwa nemusi wechitatu kutanga kuita musangano waro wepagore kubindura. Mukuziya mamiriro akaita zvino muZANU-PF, tabata VaBima.
Takaita target yokuti how many votes do we need kuti tihwine zvisina any contestation, and we agreed kuti if we get 5 million votes tine tapinda zvisina contestation. So we are targeting kuti we want 5 million plus. So what we are doing is kuwanema strategies okuti tikwanise kuwana 5 million votes. But kuti tiwanema atisi koni kungoita ma strategies tisina a way of measuring. Saka our way of measuring ndeyekuti tiri kurestructure musangano tichiita go back to the basics.
Munenge muchiita sei apo?
Yokuti everybody uri mumusangano ave pasel paanobva. And myself opened up my branch, I did my district, I did my provinces. And because of that, we will then say, can I tell you 6 million? We will say, our job is to make sure that those 6 million people, we make sure it's not about them to our registry. And the data will make one each in one. We will go to the encourage out to vote right in front of voter, where 6 million could are.
Vanhu havangodi kuvimbiswa chete kaVaBima, vamwe vanenge vachiti ko zvii zviri kuitwa pari zvino zvekuti vangaite chidokwa dokwa chekuvhotera ZANU-PF.
The strides that is kuita in terms of infrastructure, the trials ziri kuitwa in terms of nyaya dziku education, ma issues anaita nyaya dzema the water and sanitation and things like that, the kind of things that we are doing in terms of increasing the capacity utilization, makampani ari kuuya kuzarura ma investment, kuva open for business, kukwikwiza ma exports, nyaya yeagriculture, nyaya yepfumbudza, nyaya yekuita empower people, all these measures tiri kudziona dzichitipa dividend, and we are seeing it in the number of people vari kuuya vachiregister. When we had ZITF recently, tatine desk rataitiwa vatenge makart, if we were overwhelmed because we couldn't cope because of the numbers. We are also witnessing tichiona madefections arbitra from other parties.
Asi tichitarisawo nyaya yesarudzo vabima, tiri kuona kuti panenge pari kumboita mhirizhonga. Zviri kugadziriswa sei izvozvo kuti zvisakanganise kugadzikana kwebato?
Ya, nyaya yemhirizhonga ichibva kuna ani?
Panenge pachiitwa sarudzo dzebato renyu, tiri kuona vamwe vari kumbosungwa nemapurisa vaita kakurwisana.
Yo, well, look, iyo nyaya yekutoona hovhe hovhe inoita mumusano, it's a sign yevanhu vari kuda svinzvimbo. Vanhu vanoda kusvinzvimbo mupati. People just don't want to be part, kuva maparty members. People want to contribute. Saka kamwe kawewe kanoitika kari natural. However, isu is a party. What we don't tolerate is violence. But as you know, violence is one-on-one. Zvino itwa out of proportion.
Seka vamwe vari kuti hakusungorwisana kwevari pasi vari kuda zvigaro, asi kuti kutungamiri uku ndoo kunenge kwakuitawo matambudziko, vamwe vachinzi vakudawo chigaro kubva kuna vamunangagwa zvichidaro.
Yeah, but that is just what people can say. But it seems it's not an issue. Tina kana ma issues atakambodzi kana kuti bogara pasi then about faction yekuti kuna vakuru kana kuti tinongozvidzwawo zvitaurwa nevanhu. It's not an issue.
Tichitarisawo vamwe vabima vanoti asika ZANUPF yanga iri mutungamiri kubva kuna 1980, zvii zvitsva zvainga vimbise vanhu zvaisina kuita makore esati?
It's not what we are promising, it's what people are seeing. We don't even have to talk about it. People vari kuzviona vega.
Vakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri webato reZANUPF vaMike Bima vari parunare muHarare. Iko zvino tochimbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vemudunhu rekuMaine muAmerica vari kupinda musarudzo musi watumbudzi kuvhotera vamiriri vatsva, asi vari kutarisirwawo kuvhota kuti bumbiro ravo remutemo rovandudzwa here kuti vanhu vabvumidzwe kuzvirimira nekupfuya zvipfuyo zvekudya. Vanoti izvi zviri kuitwa nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zvekudya zvave kudhura zvakanyanya. Vari kutsigira danho iri vanoti vanhu vave kuyaura nenzara nekuti chikafu chave kurimwa nemakambani mashoma aripo iko zvino chave kudhura zvakanyanya. Asi vanopikisa vanoti vanhu vakabvumidzwa kungorima nekupfuya zvipfuyo pose pose nemumadhorobha zvinokonzera zvirwere, sezvo panenge pasina vana mazvikokota vanenge vachiongorora sezvinoitwa pane zvinotengeswa muzvitoro. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvekugadzirwa kwemishonga muAfrica dzinonzi dziri kuedza kushandisa ruzivo rwavepo kare kugadzira nhomba yeCOVID-19 rwakabva mukugadzirwa kwakaitwa mishonga yakaita seModerna nePfizer kuti dzigadzirewo imwe nhomba inoshandiswa muAfrica. Izvi zviri kuitwa muCape Town, South Africa, sezvo nyika dzichiri kubudirira dziri kuti nhomba yanonoka kusvika kwadziri, sezvo nyika dzakabudirira dziri kukoshesa zvizvarwa zvadzo. Chirongwa chiri kuitwa muSouth Africa ichi chiri kutsigirwa nesangano reWorld Health Organization. Iko zvino tochimboenda kuna Mike Hove achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitwa nevechidiki kana kuti Youth Forum.
Waikwazi muri Zimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchongwa chedu cheve chidiki chandinokupakurirai zvondorega rega ini ndini Maikove nhasi muchirongwa tiri kuzeya nyaya yezvematambudziko ari kusangana nevechidiki kumaruwa muchirongwa tina muzvare Cheryl Dzobo vesangano replatform for youth and community development. Muzvare Dzobo ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa nyaya tinayo mainzo.
Alright, maita basa. Matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhukadzi nevanasikana vechidiki mumaruwa anosanganisirawo nyaya dzekuti vachida kuti vabatsirwe kuti vawane medical facilities kune malong distance. Vanhukadzi vari kunetsekana nekufamba malong distance. Zvekuti vamwe vanofamba kana 5 kilometers to 10 kilometers vachitsvaga pane nge paine nearest clinic. Zvinobva zvatozopa sematambudziko ekuti kunyanyanyanya vakadzi vanenge vakazvitakura mwe vanozopedzisira vaakuzvarira munzira nekuti vanenge vatadza kusvikira kuchipatara nenguva yakanaka nenyaya yekuti malong madistance avari kufamba akati kurei.
Ko nyaya yekupa vanhukadzi mikana yekuzvisimudzira batai nyaya iyi tinzwe.
Isusu kumaruwa communities ari patriarchal zvekuti munhukadzi zvakaoma kuti anzi awana a piece of land kana kuti anzi awana munda zvakaoma pakuti kumarural areas musha unonzi mushande wemurume and kana pasvika panguva dzekunzi mukadzi akupiwa minda ane achitariswa kuti mukadzi akaroorwa here kana akaroorwa zvinenge zvakaoma kuti akupiwawo minda then panenge hari kuti kumaruwa kunoku kune vanasikana kana kuti madzimai ane zvipo vamwe vanogona kana kuinda vamwe vanogona kuetembedza mazi vamwe vanogona kuita zvakachena-chena bati hakuna anokwanisa kuvasimudzira nenyaya yekuti tiri kumaruwa hakuna anokwanisa kuva identifya kana kuanoenda maskills avosaka vanongoisa enda hafu vangogara vangorinde zvipo zvavo izvozvo.
Nemaondero enyu matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhukadzi pamwe nevanasikana kumaruwa angagadziriswa sei?
Alright. Ini maonero angu ndeyekuti kana pachiitwa maprograms munyika yedu ka zvino panofanira kuti pave nekuenzaniswa kwenyikana kumadzimai nekunge vechidiki vese zvisinei nekuti vechidiki uyu ari kubva kubato ripi kana kuti ari kuita nezvei basi vechidiki vese nevakadzi vese vangowaniswawo mukana kana iri nyaya yeland distribution ngapangowanekuti vechidiki vapihwewo mukana because chinei chinamukoma ndechekuti vechidiki patinyangwe tikada kuti tinotorawo maloan kumabhengi hatikwanisi bhozvo hatina chatinacho chatinosvika tichiti tine ichi chatinacho saka vechidiki vakawaniswawo mikana yekuti panopihwawo vamwe ivhu vakwaniswawo kunge vachikwaniswa kuti vawanewo ivhu zvinotibatsira pakuti tinogonawo kuzvimiririra uye vanhukadzi ndokunga vanhukadzi ndoo vanhu vanonyanya kushanda zvakanyanya muagriculture sector but ndoo vanhu varombo zvakanyanya futi saka vakadzi vakapihwawo mikana yakafanana nevarume zvinotibatsira zvakanyanya even kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika nekuti kana munhukadzi akakwanisa kufidha mhuri yake zvinhu zvinokwanisa kungoendeka.
Aiwa muzvare Cheryl Dzobo tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Zimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna Cheryl Dzobo nhengo yesangano replatform for youth and community development. Tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tosangana zvekare nemusi wechipiri pano panhepfenyuro yestudio 7 pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki chelife talk the connection anokonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Maikove mhuri yezimbabwe bye.
Tinotenda zvikuru Mike. Iko zvino tochenda kuna Tanonoka Wande achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa nhau dzezvitendero kana kuti religious forum.
Jesu simba rangu muri simba rangu muri simba rangu unoo.
Simba, Simba.
Yes, Simba, Rangu.
Simba, Rangu.
Manheru akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare muchirongwa chezvechitendero. Nhasi tinonzwa kubva kuna Reverend Taylor Nyanete vanoshandavo nesangano reZimbabwe National Council for Welfare of Children vachitipa maonero avo panyaya yekuti sei vaKristu vachinamata pamazuva akasiyana siyana.
Mubvunzo uyo wakanaka, wakakosha. Tichitarisa Mwari vachisika nyika, wakazorora musi weSabata. Vakasika nyika zuva rekutanga, repiri, retatu, rechina, rechishanu, rechitanhatu. Ndokunzi Mugovera ndokubva wazorora. Ndo panotorera vazhinji Sabata ipapo. Muti vakanzi zuva reSabata haufanirwi kuita chimwe chinhu, kana mudziyo wako, kana mombe yako, kana chii, hapana chinofanira kumbonga chichiita basa. Saka vechitendero cheSabata ndopo vanotorera kukoshesa zuva rekunamata.
Ko, mamwe makereke nai, mufundisi Nyanete?
Vazhinji vakabuda muchechi yeRoman Catholic vanodaira kuti Sunday ndozuva rekunamata, ndozuva rekuungana semhuri pasangano. Vanozvitorera apa kuti tenzi wedu Jesu Kristu akarowerwa musi wechishanu akamuka pazuva retatu. Saka kana uchiverenga Friday, Saturday, Sunday ndo paakamuka kubva mubukiro. Saka ndozuva ravanokoshesa iroro kuti tenzi wedu Jesu Kristu akazomuka pazuva retatu. Jesu Kristu achatsanangurwa nezvake akabva kudenga kuna Baba ndokuuya pasi ndokupfeka chimiro chenyama. Pana John 14 verse 6 anodzidzisa achiti, inini ndini nzira, chokwadi neupenyu. Kana muchida kuenda kuna Baba munotouya nekwandiri. Saka maChristians vanotorera ipapo. Saka vanokoshesa musi wesvondo, ndozuva ravanokoshesa rakazvarwa mambo wedu Jesu Kristu. Zuva iri vachiritora vanoritorazve kubva Jesu Kristu ari mupenyu achifamba. Pane paanobvunzwa kuti, ko mombe yangu ikawira mubani ndinoita sei musi weSabata? Anoti, aiwa, hauregi kunobvisa mombe yako mubani nokuti zuva reSabata. Akati, iye ndiye muridzi weSabata.
Apa Jesu anotiudzei, ari kutiratidzei nai, mufundisi Nyanete?
Zvinoreva izvo kuti Jesu Kristu aive nesimba rekushandura Sabata. Ndokutora kunoita vazhinji kuti zuva riri musi wesvondo ndozuva raakamuka. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti Mwari wakazorora musi weSabata akataura kuti tinofanira kuzorora. Zvinoreva izvo kuti nhasi uno vazhinji vanotora zuva rekuzorora either Saturday or Sunday zvichibva nechitendero chaunopinda.
Ko, vatendi vechipostori ke?
Vapostori vazhinji vanoremekedza musi wechishanu ndo vaanotora vachiti ndo zuva rekunamata. Chishanu ndo chatinoziva tenzo Jesu Kristu akarowerwa pamuchinjiko. Ndo zuva rekutambudzika, ndo zuva rakarwadza muchitendero chechiKristu. Saka izuva ravanobatisisa iroro vachibva vatora mukana wokunamata. Zvokuti vazhinji vavo zuva iri vanotsanya, havadyi. Kana vatodya pamakumwa mvura, vazhinji havatonwi mvura, vanongoswera vakatsanya. Ndo zvinoitawo uye maSabata anotsanya kubva musi wechishanu. Manheru vazhinji yake vakangobika musi wechishanu, havazobiki futi. Vanotozobika vapedza Sabata musi weMugovera. Pakati pesapo havana chavanoita. Saka zvinobva muchitendero zvinezvi, ndobva zvinobva tunoteta zvipi. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti Sabata ririko uye musasvondo uriko. Tatenda
vatereri. Ndipo panoperera chirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tumirai maaudio enyu kunhamba dzezvechitendero dzinoti +1 301 919 8140. Ini ndini Tanonoka Wande ndichikusarisai nemufaro.
Tinotenda Tanonoka Wande, uye tinodawo kupa kutenda kuchikwata cheChrist Like Choir chine kambo Jesu isimba rangu katinoshandisa muchirongwa chino. Tava tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasim. Anokonika ene mfaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndiri mu Washington DC nditi mrare zvakanaka vateereri ndokusiya mina Gibbs Dube muchinzwa naudze isindebele.
So kuizika disenda baku VOA ndebele. Amachono zitobo, siyala mugela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 24 kumfumfu 2021 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, uhlangothi lwezempila kahle luthi kulabantu abahlanu abakulwe ngumkhuhlane weCOVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe.
Ngiyabo umkhuhlane weCOVID uyabuhlaselwe yifulu yeguli.
Abaphilisa uhulumende bachothoza abatsha abakubandlalazana PF abafuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aluphanele kumbe afele eofisini kamongameli.
Lokho kuthiwa ngabafana bezanu kuyinhlala yenza into esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi vele zanu kuzanu kukhanye ngani kucatshangwa kubuyele emuva.
Kulungiselelwa usuku lwe-Anti-Sanctions Day. Abanye bekhala ngezijezo zenoto ezafakelwa abakubandla lezanu PF.
Ama-sanctions yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu alubana ngabe akhusho.
Kodwa kulabanye abathi izijezo zenoto lezi kazilani lokubhekanela abantu eZimbabwe. Sizalethulela ezamasiko, ezabatsha kanye lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulomsakazo. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abahlanu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane weCOVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe, kwathi abangamashumi amathathu lasikhombisa 37 bahlolwe batholakala belegciwane leCOVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu luthi umkhuhlane lo sewabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezinye lengxenye 6,668 soloko waqhamuka nyakenye eZimbabwe. Abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 133,000 sebabanjwa ngumkhuhlane lo, kwaphepha abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu lamashumi amabili 127,000. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi abedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million sebejove ijekiseni yakuqala, kuthi njalo asebejove eyesibili bafika phose izigidi ezimbili lengxenye 2.5 million. Kulabatsha kubandla lezanu PF basebefuna kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso welizwe ukwenzela ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ahlale esikhundleni kungenela iminyaka elitshumi. Abatsha laba bathi uMnangagwa wenza kahle, ngakho ke kumele ukuba kwengezwe iminyaka yokuhlala esikhundleni sikamongameli ukuze asebenze ngamandla ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe leZimbabwe. Isekelo sombuso welizwe sikubeka sobala ukuba umongameli uvunyelwa ukuhlala esikhundleni engakhethwa kabili kweminyaka elitshumi. Kungedlula lapho kasavunyelwa ukuvotelwa ngoZulu. Abakubandla elibusayo bathi kumele kuguqulwe lokhu kwenzela ukuthi abantu baqhubekele phambili bevotela umuntu abamfunayo. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi uMnangagwa ulakho ukugugela njalo ukufela esikhundleni sikamongameli. Amabandla aphikisayo athi okwenziwa nguMnangagwa kwedlula kwakusenziwa ngowayengumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe. Osekela ibandla lezanu PF umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba uncoma abatsha abathi kumele kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso ukwenzela ukuba uMnangagwa ahlale isikhathi eside esikhundleni.
Ama-youth ananzelela ukuthi i-economic revival sokungazathi kuyakhanya, empowerment ama-youth, ilizwe lithule, imigwaqo iyalungiswa, ama-mines sikhangela izinto zonke zidivelopha. Ngakho ke ama-youth nje ama-youth bethathwa lolo udumo, bethathwa imisebenzi emihle le abathe bayikhangela, balalo ilungelo lokufaka izifiso zabo ezokuthi kambe umkhokheli onje nxa ade ngaphiwa isibanga eside kambe angasinika ama-results anjani.
UMashaba uphinde wathi
yebo yenxa ngaso sasinguye sasilaye the past 35 years kutsho ukuthi ngayo ilizwe leli lisekhanani, kodwa uvele usithembisile yena upresident uMnangagwa ukuthi sifuna ukuthi sifike eKhanani. ngakho nansi iKenani abantwana bakhangela ukuthi kambe nxa bengabalelayo kusiya kusiya kungazake kulunge yini isifiso sethu sonke njengeZANU PF ukuthi ngakwenzakala kodwa ngumbono wabo njenge-youth league kunjalo singakhohlwa ke ukuthi sibe sesikhangela ukuthi silama silemgoqo ethize esilayo engenza khona ukuthi kwenzakale
kodwa umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo umkhokheli webandla leMthwazi Republic Party uthi ibandla elibusayo ligangile
sikubona kuyinto lokuganga phakathi anyway sasihlala sibatshela abantu njalo sihlala sibatshela ukuthi akulazanye udistansation lapha ngezindlela kuyasibonisa ukuthi layo sengabusa mhlawumbe bazadonsa u-30 years njengorobert Mugabe
lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana Isaac Mabuka umgcini sihlalo webandla lezaphu
kufana nalokhwana kwamgalo ukuthi omkakhe laye kwase kungani vele sebengama-demigods elizwe ukuthi bazikhulumela lokho abakufunayo ngenxa yokuthi iparty yabo iyavuma ukuthi kona bacontinue umuntu abuse aze afe akulunganga ngokubona kwami hhayi ama-youth kabanikwa isikhathi la babuse kuZANU PF bona ababakhulumayo kanti bona bazibona ukuthi abazoze bafa babuse kabangene babuse kuZANU PF nxa ukuthi bayangena
UDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDC Alliance kulombono ofanayo
lokho kuthiwa ngabafana bezanu kuyinhlala yenza into esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi vele zanu kuzanu kukhanye ngani kucatshangwa kubuyela emuva sasicabanga ukuthi phela njengoba isekelo sombuso welizwe sesifake isiciko kumbe isivalo kusikhathi umuntu angabusa ngasilizwe ukuthi ukuthi abantu bayabona ukuthi yingqubekela phambili esiyenzayo kodwa hatshi njengoba likubona izanu izahlala izanu izahlala izama ukuya emuva
ohlaziya ezombusazwe ezimele yedwa umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi akumangalisi okwenziwa libandla leZANU PF
into ekhulunywa yilaba abatsho ukuthi ababusayo babuse kuze kube phakathi naphakathi kususwe lokho okuvimbela ukuthi umuntu ahlale kuze kube ninalini esihlalweni kuyinto egange kakhulu kanti ke futhi asingakhohlwa ukuthi ubuyanga lokungasebenzi okwabasha kukhulu kakhulu eZimbabwe okwedlula emazweni wonke omhlaba kubangwa yini kubangwa yikuthi bona laba ababusayo bayehluleka ukubusa kahle ilizwe ngakho-ke kuyamangalisa nxa uthola abasha beyibo abakhalela ukuthi lobu usedilize ilizwe obabangela ukungasebenzi obabangela indlalo obabangela ukungaqedi isikolo ngendlela efaneleyo kabuse kuze kube ninalini yinto engacabangiyo-ke leyo engafanelanga yamukeleke noma kutheni
isisekelo sombuso welizwe kusigaba sokungamachumi ayisitshiyagalolunye lanye section 91 city umuntu osewe wangena esikhundleni sikamongameli okweminyaka elithumi kavunyelwa ukuvotelwa ngozulu kulabantu abathi kumele zesulwe izigezo zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU PF labanye njalo abathi ibandla elibusayo kumele lijeziswe ngoba abalandeli balo bephula ilungelo loluntu bakhuluma lokhu ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa usuku lwe-anti-sanctions day kusasa ubathabile masuku usethulela lolu daba
umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo kusasa ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwe-anti-sanctions day amazwe asemhlubulweni wezansi yezwekazi le-afrika akumanyano we-southern african development community asekela ilizwe lezimbabwe elithi kumele zesulwe izijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU PF ngamazwe entshonalanga amazwe entshonalanga athi ibandla leli lephula ilungelo loluntu njalo lehluleka ukuqhuba ukhetho olubalulekileyo kukhangelelwe ukuba abalandeli bebandla leZANU PF bazatshengisela emigwaqweni besithi kumele zesulwe izijeziso zenotho umnumzana Washington Mlotshwa ohlala kobulawayo ngomunye wabantu abathi isikhathi sesiside kukhalwa ngezijeziso zenotho lezi uthi sekufanele ilizwe leZimbabwe lidinge ezinye indlela zokuthuthukisa umnotho
indaba yama-sanctions sesikhulume ngayo kakhulu kusukela iqala ngo-2000 ngakho somele sibe le ndlela ezokuthi sikwazi ukuthi sikhulise umnotho wethu regardless ukuthi kula sanctions kumbe awakho ngibona ngani into esibulalayo kakhulu elizweni lethu indaba ze corruption i-corruption yiyo esiqedile singakhipha i-corruption kusukela phezulu kuhulumende kusehla kuseyabanzi izo zizahamba kuhle ngoba iZimbabwe yile imali iyayenza through i-diamond igolide i-platinum and everything but because of i-corruption asiyiboni imali le isehla siya phansi siyabhenefitha umuntu ophansi
unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala ilunga lenhlanganiso yezakhamuzi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association uthi ilizwe lithwaliswe nzima ngababusayo hatshi izijeziso zenotho
okubuhlungu leli langa noma lifakiwe yikuthi vele ilizwe lethu alikwazi ukugcina abantu balo inkokheli zeZimbabwe zizikhangele zona ama-sanctions lawo aletha ubunzima obukhulu angezelela ubunzima emuntwini oZimbabwe lwana ozidubekelayo so mina ngithi hayi ama-sanctions kawakhitshwe ye angakhitshwa mabi ye kodwa okokuqala yikuthi ilizwe lethu yile lingenzi kahle
lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Obed Bebe wahlala enketha kobulawayo
izijeziso zomnotho lezi ayisizo zikazulu ziyivele zikhangelele abaphathamandla bakahulumende lamankampani thize kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende wethu ujayele indaba yokuthi ebe ebhada omunye ngodaka yena kunguye ophakathi kwenkinga yikho sithola ukuthi uthi yena ama-sanctions lawa yiwo ahlasela uzulu kodwa ke kunguye ohlukumeza uzulu ngentando yakhe esenzela ukuthi kukhanye kumbe kubonakale engathi la ama-sanctions alimaza uzulu
kodwa umnumzana Greta Sibanda uhlala emganini kobulawayo uthi izijeziso lezi zithwalise nzima abantu eZimbabwe
so ama-sanctions abuyile njalo they actually affect abantu kazana laba abantu okuthiwa khona kumele ukuthi babe affected ngabakho affected ama-companies lawo kuthiwa khona are related le ZANU PF ama-companies aqhatha abantu abaningi so ngalokho ama-sanctions yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu
osekela ibandla le ZANU PF umnumzana Malaki Nkomo uthi iZimbabwe yanikwa imigoqo ngenxa yenotho ekhona
sinekhala iZimbabwe idilizwe elifa eliphiwa ama-sanctions liphiwa ngamazwe akhatshana lalo ngoba belenjongo zabo abalazo ikakhulu sikhona inotho isla eZimbabwe ama-sanctions la singathi kufana lomuntu okuthiwa akagijime kodwa ebotshwe inyawo ngeqiniso ngeqiniso akula kuphila abantu beZimbabwe singathuthuka kumbe siye phambili sibotshwe inyawo njengakhonokho ama-sanctions lawo
umnumzana Thomas Hastings okhangelane lenhlelo ezishiyeneyo esigodlweni seMelika kwele Zimbabwe ngeviki ephelileyo eHarare wenze umhlangano lonkosazana Elena Duhan isithunywa esenhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele eUnited Nations ohlolisisa ngomonakalo odalwe izijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU PF unkosazana Duhan ukhangelelwe ukuba uzagqiba uhambo lwakhe kwele Zimbabwe kusukana ezilandelayo ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Emaphandleni namhla sisendaweni ezijiyeneyo sizaqala ngomnumzana Taimo Mpofu ohlala ebulilima esabelweni seMatabeleland South.
Sibhizi ngohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthi abantu bayibhalise ukuvota especially abatsha ngoba abantwana abaningi bebengakuthathi serious ukuthi kumele bavote plazi seyihlangane lohlupho futhi oluningi lokuthi abantwana abaningi kakhulu emakhaya abakatholi izithupha yikho okunye okusasekuthayo but sibhizi le mizamo esiyenzayo ukuthi abantwana labo bezame ukuthi bathole lethi zithupha ngobakhokhona kulilungelo labo
omanje sizwe umnumzana Sibangelizwe Siziba
ngihlale enkangeni ngingagula umkhuhlane we-COVID i-COVID ikhanya uyabuhlaselwe yifulu enkulu kuyaqala ikhanda eliba buhlungu kakhulu ngokuhamba kwesikhathi uze ungasafuni ukudla isifuba sibe buhlungu sivaleke senziwa iziphehlela eziningi eziba khona khonapho then ngokuvaleka kwesifuba langakungafuni ukudla umzimba-ke ubusuqinelwa ngumkhuhlane lowo ngokuswelakala-ke komoya esingathi i-oxygen emzimbeni kubangeka iziphehlela eziyabe sezivala esifubeni kuyenza-ke ukuthi umuntu-ke akanye selamandla uhambo kwesikhathi ugcina usizwa nje ubuhlungu umzimba wonke ungananzelela ke ukuthi ifike endaye le ingaba yiCOVID suqalisa ukwesaba usesaba ukufa usingasela qiniso lokuthi uzaphila ukwesaba ukufa sokundawonye kuba ngumkhuhlane oyenza ukuthi umuntu mhlawumbe umkhuhlane uqinisa umkhulela
silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwezemaphandleni asihlanganeni nokuhlelo olufanayo ngeviki ezayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhlangothi lwemelika olukhangelane lezethekeli kanye leziphepheli luthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abadabuka kwele Afghanistan ababaleke kulelo lizwe okumele amaphepha abo alungiswe ngendlela eqondileyo yizisebenzi eziyisithupha kuphela ehofisini ye-US Citizenship and Immigration Service. Umsakazo we-Voice of America uthi ngeviki ephelileyo uhlangothi lolu bekumele luhlolisise amaphepha abantu abadabuka kulelo lizwe abafika 14,000. Laba ngabantu ababalekela umbuso we-Taliban kule Afghanistan. Umsakazo we-Voice of America ubika njalo ukuba abaqatshelwa ukuba ngamalocacha bahlasele intolongo e-Oyo State ngolwesihlanu kwele Nigeria bakhulula izibotshwa ezifika amakhulu ayisitshiyangalombili 800. Izibotshwa ezifika phose amakhulu ayisithupha 575 zinyamalele. Abanye babo sebebotshiwe. Ukada Ahmed odabuka kwele Somalia njalo ongumhleli wezokulingisa usethole isicoco se-Golden Stallion kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe abedlula i-14 ukuncintiswano kwabethula ukulingisa kumabonakude. U-Ahmed waloba ifilimu ethi The Grave Digger's Wife. So isikhathi sezamasiko. Namhla sixoxa ngokubulawa kwabesifazana ngamadoda abo. Sixoxa lo ngosezana seludewa othakazelelwa nguZulu enkundleni yokuxhumana eFacebook.
Indoda yathatha ukuthi umfazi yinto nje yisikorobho nje angazi ukuthi ngingayibiza ngithini. Amadoda they don't value abantu besifazane, kodwa abantu besifazane baqhakatheke kakhulu empilweni zabo. Lento yiyebenza ukuthi khona ingqondo zabo zingakwazi ukucabanga kahle, bagcina imfihlo ngaphakathi ukuthi noma unkosikazi wakhe engabenzi iphutha akakwazi ukuthi amconfront asho athi mama abantu abamngenza into ethile kuzomele ayophuza utshwala angabuyi njalo akhulume abuye nje kuphela akhwele azehlele ayenze nje umntana abantu ingungu yakhe kuze kugcine kufike emaphethelweni ukuthi ambulale.
Kukhona okunye na okwenza ukuthi kube njalo?
Amadoda ayajola too much. Athi uma esebona ukuthi hayi sokumlandula ngaphandle acabanga ukuthi lo mfazi osendlini akasekuyo mfazi, kungcono ngimshiye, kodwa ngeke ngize ngimshiye ngamane ngimbulale than ukuthi ahambe, ngoba uma ephuma ezandleni zami uzobonwa ngenye indoda and leyo ndoda uma imbona izomphatha kahle ukudlula yena. Lento yinto angayifuni ukuthi abone umunye umuntu wesifazane ajabulile. La madoda anengqondo yokubulala abantu besifazane benziwa ukuthi khona abakwazi ukuphatha vele umuntu wesifazane kwasekuqaleni, abayazi ivalue yomuntu wesifazane. Kuthathwa nje umfazi ngoba kuthiwa khona kumele ngithathe, abathathi umfazi ngoba bemthanda. That's why umuntu ebe nesibindi sokumbulala. Umuntu uyahamba ayojola ngaphandle kube mnandi ngale ngaphandle, ethi uma esefika endlini unkosikazi wakhe akasamboni, egcina sembona njengathi yinyamazana, engathi ngesinye nje isilwane okumele nje asibulale la endlini. Kwenza ukuthi azabulala umfazi wakhe ayozijabulisa ngaphandle nalabo abajabula nabo.
Phosele ukugcina nkosazana Dewa.
Isikhwele ukungabi nesibindi sokuthi ahlukane nalowo muntu notshwala buyababusa abantu besilisa ukuthi benze izinto ezimbi. Utshwala kunayo inkinga, umuntu uyenenkinga nengqondo yakhe yenenkinga nenhliziyo yakhe yiyo enenkinga emenza ukuthi azefikelele ukuthini ithi ngibulale lo muntu. Kuyinto nje enzeka mihla amalanga, abantu besifazane bebulawa ngamadoda wabo, ama-boyfriend abulawa ama-girlfriend wabo. Yindaba yokuthi amadoda anenzondo, anenzondo enye singayazi ukuthi khona ivelaphi ichitha nje igazi abanye abantu abakusabi uchitha nje igazi lenkosikazi wakho nabantu abakho besandle nje bengelayo umama kuvuke kusasa mase kuthedliwe sibone ukuthi lapha ngenza imistake loyo muntu sehambile loyo muntu akasekho umuntu othe washiya abakhabazali wathi ngiza kuwe ngoba ngikuthanda ngiza kuwe ngoba ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ligugu lakho ube ligugu nawe enhliziyweni yami kodwa uvuke umbulele ngendaba nje yenhliziyo embi nesikhwele nenzondo nje abanayo notshwala ukubuswa nje butshwala ngiyacabanga ukuthi yizo lezo zinto ngiyafisa nje ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa ngelinye ilanga ngiyakhuluma nje phambi kwemsakazo ngiyenze ividiyo ngokubulawa kwabantu besifazane ngoba le nto lena yinto nje khona yinto embi yinto esijwayelekile abalandaba nje amadoda nje bayalichitha nje igazi
namhla kuhlelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixuxa lonkosazana Seludewa othakazelelwa kuZulu enkundleni yokuxhumana eFacebook ngilethemba lokuthi sizahlangana singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo sibe sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamele komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungamile inkomo lamhlanje ngilomfundisi usenisifanda ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi
ngiyabingelela abalaleli kusihlwa namhlanje inkosi ibe nani namhlanje silalele ilizwi lakhe
usiphatheleni lamhlanje
namhla bemfuna sikhangele ivesi eyaziwa ngabantu abaningi sasiyifunda esikolo uJohane uchapter 11 ivesi 35 ithi uJesu wakhala inyembezi nxa siyaphezulu ngalesi yananzelela ukuthi uJesu wayekhuluma labo Maria lodadewabo lamanye amaJuda nabo Martha bemtshengisa ukuthi uLazarus umngane wakhe kasekho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lithi wathe babona bekhala lamaJuda ayefika khonapho la bekhala wabubulala emoyeni uJesu kodwa wagcina ephumisela ekhala inyembezi abantu abaningi singene phakathi kwesikhathi sobuhlungu nge-COVID-19 silahlekelwe izihlobo sehluleka ukuyazibeka ikanti njalo abanye sedlula phakathi kwesimo esinzima empilweni zethu okwasidabula umoya isimo esasenza ukuthi kube lokulahlekelwa ngakho ukulahlekelwa lamhlanje engikhangela ngakho kungabe kuyikulahlekelwa okuze ngokufa khathesi abafundisi abaningi kobulawayo siyakhala ngoba silomngani wethu umfundisi uBishop uMdenda owabhubha ku-car accident into ebuhlungu kakhulu esasingayimelanga abaningi sasikade sike saxoxa laye iviki yonaleyo abanye ade bemmelele ukuthi abuye ku-conference kodwa sezwa sokusiza indaba ezinjalo ngakho indaba ezivethusayo ezidabula inhliziyo okokuthi abantu abaningi nxa ubikelwa lombiko wokufa uyabe nokuvuma ungafuni ukuvuma usale uthi hayi akwenzakalanga lokho but nanzelela into eqakathekile lapho esitshengiswa ngujesu ukuba ujesu uyatshengisa ukuthi ukufa yinto eyenzakalayo kuwo wonke umuntu oseselapha emhlabeni ngenxa yokungena kwesono. Ukungena kwesono kutsho ukuthi kwaletha ukubhubhiswa kwaletha ukufa. Ngakho yinto ezayenzakala. Okwesibili, siyananzelela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakudala phakathi kwethu ukuthi sibe le mizwa, sidabuke enhliziyweni zethu, sizwe ubuhlungu omuntu angeka kubona umuntu oyabe phandle. Yinto eyenzakalayo, njalo into kumele siyivumele ukuthi yenzakale. Kanti okwesithathu, efuna sikunanze ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasinika indlela zokuthi selapheke umphefumulo wethu wedlule lesi simo. Indlela asinika yona yokuthi sikwanise ukukhala. Lapha iBhayibheli lithi uJesu wabubula emoyeni kodwa ligcina ngokuthi ku-33 uJesu wakhala inyembezi. Yindlela uNkulunkulu ayidalayo ukukhala inyembezi nesikhathi esiningi sikukhangelela esintwini sasithi hayi indoda ayikhali kumele ifele phakathi esifumeni kodwa kumele nxa ungumuntu umuntu ukhale kumbe umfazi kumbe indoda kumbe umntwana kuyavunyelwa ukuthi nxa usizwa ubuhlungu ngenye into ukhale kube indlela yokuzikhulula phakathi kobuhlungu lokho ngakho ukukhala uNkulunkulu wakudala ukuthi sibe lenyembezi inyembezi lezi zenzela ukuthi zitshengisele ukudabuka kwethu kodwa ziwukukhulula ngesilungu esingathi ama-emotions uJesu yena wayenguNkulunkulu kodwa engumuntu kodwa simfumana eselahlekelwe ngumngane wakhe uLazarus ekhala ngakho ngifuna ukulikhuthaza namhlanje ukuthi ukulahlekelwe ngxa ulahlekelwe ngumendo kumbe ulahlekelwe ngumntwana wafa abanye silahlekelwe ngumntwana esaphila kodwa angena iganga nje awukwazi ukuthi nxa uvuka ekuseni uyathola ngaphi ukudla kwabantwana kuba yinto ekuzwisa ubuhlungu le uNkulunkulu uthi duduzeka
akuyiphethe mfundisi
asithandazeni baba letha ukuphiliswa lokusiliswa kwemimoya edabukileyo ngegama likaJesu baba kufaka iculo elitsha enhliziyweni zabantu abakho ulethe ukuphiliswa nokusiliswa ubakhulule phakathi kwento leyo ebadabule umphefumulo ngegama likaJesu niyathandaza amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisifanda tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo. Okwamanje sokwesikhathi sohlelo lwabatsha.
Ngali tshona njani umthakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje igama nguMike Hove namhla sisebenza ndawonye lapho umsakazi weCommunity Podium ukulethulela lolu hlelo sikhangela inhlupho ezihlangana labasakhulayo emaphandleni ngeviki edlule sixoxe lo nkosikhona David owasungula umsakazo weCommunity Podium ngedocumentary yabo abayenze ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa izakhamizi zenkaya kuliviki sipha ithuba kuzakhamizi zenkaya ukuthi bakhulume ngalokho abahlangana lapho asizweni okushiwo ngunkosikazi Rachel Ndlovu esinye isakhamuzi senkaya
indaba yesikolo isikolo sisithwala senzima iprimary ingaba seduze emtshajane la kodwa isecondary umntwana uyasuka ku grade 7 nxa umntwana esuka ku grade 7 obunye yabenza inhlanhla angena emncinyane nxa esesiya esecondary uyabe siya emajoli aye empumelelo empumelelo kuyi 11 kilometers ukuhamba ekuseni 11 ndambama uyephenduka nxa ngaku siyaphela umnyaka kambe kuyini okungaphuma sibili iqiniso lihle lapha abantwana ababangaki ngathi kakho oyaqeda isikolo mpo fika ku form 4
lapha lisanda ukuzwa umbono kaNkosikazi Rachel Ndlovu ngokuhlangana nabatsha enkayi abomsakazo weCommunity Podium baqhume njalo osakhulayo owagqiba izifundo zakhe ku grade 3 uThamsanqa Sibanda.
So mina bengilesicelo sokuthi ngicelane uncediso ukufunda ubangagcina ku grade 3 yesikolo. So ke bengicelane ukuthi lingcedise ngamabhuku ngibembala ekhaya ngapha ngifunde ukubala labanye bazobe bengcedisa ngoba isikhathi sakhona sibi nxa ngafundanga umsebenzi yakhona inzima ayitholakali.
Hayi siyabonga Thamsanqa sigqiba lolu hlelo zulukandaba asinzweni amazwi kaAqueline Nkomo omunye wabasakhulayo okhala ngohlupho lwesikolo
funda eMpumelelo xa usuka lapha 11 kilometers hlanganisa lokuphenduka yi 22 kilometers khatshana uhamba lokuphenduka uvuka ekuseni maybe ngo-4 ukuze ngilungiselele ukuthi ngihambe esikolo ngiyefika ngesikhathi chayise ngo-4 ukuze sizofika ngapha mebhiki yabe sokulanda ama-8 kuyabe kunzima ukuthi sihambe ngihambe siphinde siphenduke sikwanise ukufika ekhaya sibala kunzima swasha ama-infomu ukuthi sivuke sibuyele sobe sicela uncedo lokuthi maybe kungaba ne-transport yokuthi sithwale sihamba size siphenduke ukuze siphangele loba singathola amabhasikili okuhamba lama-thotshi okubala
lawa ngamazwi kaAqueline Nkomo
ube kuluma ngabe community podium ku documentary yabo etholakala ku YouTube phansi okwesihloko esithi Of Elusive Healthcare Education and Water, The Story of Ngai. Njengalokhu esikushilo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Life Talk The Connection ngeviki edlule, abomsakazo we community podium kanye labe Citizens Initiative balohlelo lwe GoFundMe lapho baqoqa izimali zokwakhela izakhamizi zenkai isikolo lokunye. Abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile hambani ku YouTube kukhasi le community podium. Kwane lokwa namhla ngithwakaza umohle Mpapo Mohle silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Sodibana njalo ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwe Life Talk at the Connection. Oliver Lisayo ngenjabulo, igama nguMike Hobe. Sodibana ngolwesibili. Bye bye.
Siyabonga Mike Hobe. Singakehluka nezihlobo sike sikhangele ebesikhokhela namhlanje. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuba kulabantu abahlanu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe. Abaphikisa uhulumende bachothoza abatsha abakubandla le-ZANU-PF abafuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aluphalele kumbe afele ehofisini kamongameli. Sikuqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Oliver Lisayo ngoKipstube.